The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantemradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment. Every week, The Shining Wizards is brought to you free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help support the show in other ways, here's a few things that you can do to help. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you usually do. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy some of our merchandise, visit prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards or shiningwizards.com/merch and purchase one of our t-shirts or some of our other great stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Become our friend on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Check out our Instagram photos at Wizards Podcast. And for all our videos, visit youtube.com/theshiningwizards. The Shining Wizards is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, The Shining Wizards Network, ShiningWizards.com, and Tuesdays live at 7 p.m. East on SWLive.net and RantEMRadio.com. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
This is J.J. Dillon, the leader of the original Four Horsemen, Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame 2013, WWE Hall of Fame as part of the Four Horsemen 2012, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
I have a small dick.
The fuck are you talking about?
The strong smell of the Mary Jane in the air. The hot final sticky days of summer. Thought I'd be getting together with the rest of the crew to do a show tonight, but apparently that's not happening. Matt and Kevin are on their way to SmackDown, not too far from where I stand, and Eddie's just slinging some rags and beating up some migrant workers at the car wash. Welcome to a live traveling edition of The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. And right now I'm heading over to 11th Avenue. Could be the quietest avenue, Midtown Manhattan. Looking for a place to sit. Wasn't expecting it to be so damn hot today because I'm rocking my gray Batman shirt when it's fucking 90 degrees and there's not a solar eclipse keeping the sun off your back. It's a poor fashion decision. Although I do look fashionable with my cargo shorts with three grease spots from that slice of dollar pizza I just picked up. Do yourself a favor, folks. If you're gonna order pizza and you don't know the quality of the restaurant, don't do it unless it's a dollar pizza, because nothing puts a smile on your face more than a fresh hot slice right out of the oven, and it only costs you a dollar. You can't beat that. That's a killer combination. Speaking of killer combinations, there's been a hell of a weekend for professional wrestling right here. Mean streets of Manhattan. Down at the Barclays Center, I don't know what those guys are getting for rent. I don't know what kind of deal they have with the McMahon family, but Jesus Christ. NXT Saturdays, SummerSlam on Sunday, Raw on Monday, SmackDown Tuesday. I mean, come on. Not to mention all these autograph signings they're putting all over the goddamn state. It's a hell of a weekend for professional wrestling. It's not even WrestleMania. As I make my way down to 54th Street, hoping I don't get hit by a car. One thing I did notice from this weekend is a hell of a lot of title changes. Now, I didn't watch NXT TakeOver. It's getting a little confusing, isn't it? I mean, it's almost like in your house, you know, where they call every freaking pay-per-view in your house. I'm over here by the Mercedes-Benz dealership now. It's a little bit quieter. A little bit of action, not too much. So anyway, I'm not going to give you all the formalities of the NXT TakeOver show. I will leave that to the previous episode, where Kevin spoke about it. Kevin said MVP so many goddamn times, I thought Montel was going to be on the fucking show. So, spoilers, it's probably not. But one thing that I should spoil for you if you haven't seen SummerSlam is apparently HBK is now Colonel Sanders. I guess when you're cross-eyed, you don't fucking have too many brains left in your head. And now he thinks he's serving Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, sorry, KFC. They don't say that anymore. We're looking good. We're actually recording. I hope this is sounding good because, quite honestly, I don't want to have to do this all over again. It's a little weird just walking around talking to yourself. I mean, I can pretend I'm having a conversation, but then you idiots will have to fill in the gaps. As I make my way down to 53rd, there's a little bit of soccer going on. And speaking of soccer, let's get into SummerSlam because quite a few of those championships were kicked around. I really have no idea what that has to do with soccer. But I'm digressing, I guess. Anyway, some of the highlights for SummerSlam for me. I don't know what the fuck that big cast, big show shit was. And I'll be quite honest with you. Typically when a manager or a third party goes into a cage, it's not a face, it's a heel. It's somebody that needs to be in there to keep from interfering. A bad guy, if you will. But unfortunately, we didn't get a bad guy. We just got a shitty guy, an Enzo Amore in the cage. And long story short, he got out of the cage and tried to interfere, and the Big Show still lost, so it was all fucking worthless. It's even more worthless last night on Raw, when poor big fucking Cass fucked up his leg leaping over the top. It ain't ballet, folks. I don't know how many times you can say that, but that kind of fucks up the story, because now that piece of shit Enzo actually won a match. Should have been fucking completely destroyed. But it is what it is. Tag team matches. I did not see the New Day and Uso match. And I'm getting fucking run over by trucks over here. I did not see that match, but I did see the Cesaro, Sheamus, and sort of the Shield match, which I thought was pretty good. A lot of hot near falls in that one. And it makes sense. The only thing that doesn't make sense right now is that Roman Reigns is not part of this thing, because he ain't doing shit anywhere else. Nobody fucking really likes the guy. That was very apparent on Raw when they booed Cena, but they fucking absolutely trashed Roman Reigns. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So you got new tag team champions on the SmackDown side. You got new tag team champions on the Raw side. Who else won titles? Oh yeah, both women's championships changed hands. Not terribly disappointed. Not terribly... I want to say like I'm disappointed just a tad on these matches. First of all, the Naomi Natalya match was pretty good. The little bit of the reverses into the sharpshooters. I mean, Bret Hart, who's one of the fucking greatest of all time, depending on who you talk to, Matt. He knew, sort of, and could make it look somewhat presentable when he would reverse certain holds into the sharpshooter. I guess Natalya hasn't been wrestling all that much lately because she's not on that level for whatever reason. But that match also just went a few hairs too long for my liking. I kind of felt like it was dragging for a bit. But I'm glad Natalya won. And she took a fucking wicked bump out of a reversal from a sharpshooter into the bottom turnbuckle, which was pretty awesome. And the other woman's match, Alexa Bliss, I'm disappointed she lost. I'm fucking livid that Sasha Banks won again. And the thing that bothered me about that one is the fall came out of pretty much nowhere. I don't know. Didn't feel like there was much of a build. I think Alexa Bliss should have held on to the title just a little bit longer. But my God, fucking four title changes already. It's fucking crazy. Not to mention on NXT, fucking, what the hell's his name? The Claymore Kid over there fucking beat Bobby Roode. And everybody's fucking all up at the fucking Ring of Honor guys getting there. Good for them. Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, all three former guests of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. So... we got our fingers on the pulse when they're not up our asses. What else happened? What else happened? Fucking Rusev. Jesus fucking Christ. Whose cornflakes did he shit in? Fucking... and here's the other thing that I get pissed off about. So Rusev attacks Orton before the bell, right? All fucking for that. The heel should be a dick. What happened to the good old days? That when the fucking heels start the match or the warrior comes running in and starts beating up on fucking Honky Tonk Man, and the referee just calls for the bell and gets shit started. What is this shit that everybody has to wait? Oh, are you okay? Is he okay? No, he's not okay. He just got his fucking shit handed to him. Fucking ring the bell and let's see if he can fight back. Well, you know, they give him a chance to recover. Fucking RKO, see you later. Stupid shit. I fucking hate that. Hate that, hate that, hate that. Rusev, he might be on the chopping block too, from what I've been reading and from what I understand. He may have asked for his release, or he might be asking for his release, so... hey, good luck to you, brother. Somebody else who might be getting their release soon is Emma. Oof, she's fucking doing dog shit. They finally got rid of that Eva Marie, so maybe they get rid of her too. Eh, whatever. Cut some dead weight. Even fucking Johnny B. Badd had to get fired after a while, folks, right? Cena and Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin fucked up his Money in the Bank opportunities, and then he fucking lost to Cena. So what else could we say about him except, good luck, buddy. It's over. And I'm kind of glad, because you know what the real coup de grace was? No, it wasn't the match between Bray Wyatt and Finn Balor. And Finn Balor should have won. But let's be honest. Bray Wyatt, what, won the championship for like a month earlier this year? And once again, back to his losing ways. I think, honestly, from a talent standpoint and character standpoint, he's fucking in a much worse spot than Dolph Ziggler's ever been in. The fucking guy can't catch a break. Can't catch a fucking break. But whatever, that's not on the office, that's on him. He should fucking open his mouth and tell him, fucking, let's do something for me, or let's get me the fuck out of here. I think maybe little Mike Rotunda might be better off plying his trade a little bit and then come back and Jinder Mahal that shit. Just thinking out loud. Couldn't hurt. Might get the guy a fucking change around that he needs, that his character needs. Going down to 52nd right now. It's fucking hot as shit out here. I can't believe how fucking hot it is. I'm going to cross the street and get into the shade while I do this. I don't want to work back up to 10th Avenue, because 10th Avenue is getting fucking loud as shit already. Because all the fucking retards are coming out for lunch. Ay, ay, ay. So, Baron Corbin, John Cena. And John Cena was a fucking cocky little prick yesterday on Raw, too. Fucking guy just laughing while Miz was pouring his heart out in a fucking great promo that everybody in New York was behind. Fucking Cena just standing there laughing at him, and then of course he gets the last laugh because he pins him in a fucking tag match at the end of the night. I didn't really watch much of Raw, but I did see that, and I saw the Enzo and Cass shit. From what I understand, the Hardys were getting into it a little bit with Ambrose and Rollins, which is fine. Hardys are in a fucking good role right now. That's the kind of shit they should be doing, at least until they get this whole fucking obsolete thing up off the ground and fucking, you know, 100% rolling. What else is there? Ah, yes, 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 yes. I told everyone when Braun Strowman was fucking showing his face on Raw for the first time, making a name for himself with the Wyatt family, he was going to be fucking champion by next WrestleMania, the WrestleMania coming up, whatever fucking one it is. And it was a little bit of a glimmer that they might have pulled the trigger earlier this year, but make no mistake about it, he's going to be champion probably before WrestleMania at this point. Fucking Roman Reigns ain't doing shit. They booed him. Fucking keep saying this is my yard. It's fucking tired. But Braun Strowman, Jesus Christ, put fucking Brock Lesnar through two tables and then threw the third table on top of him. And I'm not talking about one of these fucking pull it out from under the ring Sabu jobs. He fucking picked up the fucking broadcast table and pretty much up and over it on top of Brock Lesnar. Fucking amazing. Amazing. This guy's supposed to be the biggest fucking dirtbag heel, and people are going nuts for him. To me, that's a fucking awesome sign, and they should fucking run with it. He's actually got a rematch against Brock Lesnar, because yes, Brock Lesnar does the stretcher job, comes back, a lot of fucking hot near falls, a lot of good action in this match, but make no mistake, Brock Lesnar comes back and gets the win. I think he pinned Roman Reigns, too. Another kick in the balls for that fucking guy. I don't know what the hell else there is to say about that. But if you want to watch that show, I don't think it was terrible overall. A lot of people were kind of 50-50 on it. Some people really liked it. Other people said, except for the main event, it was kind of shitty. But if you get a chance, I recommend that tag title match. Check that out. I also recommend that World Championship match for the Universal Championship. Check that out. AJ Owens, good stuff. Shane McMahon, a little bit involved, not much. But that thing's going to continue, which I don't mind. And that was for what? The United States Championship? And the poor fucking Miz wasn't even defending his Intercontinental title. And he fucking made everybody know it on Raw. And he told the truth. problem with the heel telling the truth is, shouldn't really so much tell the truth as to tell it through his eyes and put a little bit of a spin on it, which he tried to do. I don't know how well that came off, but his fucking delivery was fucking amazing. Absolutely amazing. The crowd was, he had the crowd eating out of his hands, and he even turned it around on them and shit on them too, which is the way you got to do it. If you're a heel and the crowd starts getting on your side and believing your shit, you got to toss him a curveball. And fucking Cena. Look, I get it. He's the face of the company. He kisses babies. He cures cancer. All this other shit. But you have to let your fucking heel get you heated. You can't fucking stand there and act like a goof and make faces. You know who did that shit? Shawn Michaels and Triple H. You know when they did that shit? When Sergeant Slaughter was trying to fucking teach him the old what for. And you know what that did? It did absolutely nothing for anyone. It made Sergeant Slaughter look like a piece of shit. It made fucking Triple H and Shawn look like nobody could fucking touch them. Also looking like pieces of shit. And nothing fucking happened. Nothing happened. Everybody got a good laugh and nobody got over. Hi. I don't know what else there is to say about that. Happenings, I guess that covers the pay-per-view. And I guess that covers what I remember from Raw. Like I said, if you want more NXT coverage, go check out previous episode. Kevin put on a clinic. He was on a fucking crazy high from that show. He really loved it. From what I've been hearing all around, it's a damn good show. NXT not disappointing the masses. And to be honest with you, I really wasn't disappointed in SummerSlam. There was a lot more that I picked nits about than most other people did. But check it out, especially the main event. Can't go wrong. It was old school. It was fucking people beating the shit out of each other. Roman Reigns getting booed. I mean, what else could you ask for?
Here's a chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you like wrestling videos, visit ShiningWizards.com and click the IVP Videos banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra to buy through us, but a small percentage of your purchase will support the show. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them for all the great Zubaz collection at Zubaz.com. The High Spots Wrestling Network provides over 2,000 hours every month of high-quality entertainment. Visit HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, type in the code WIZARDS, and you'll receive your first month free of charge. If Lucha Crates are your thing, visit LuchaLoot.com and enter the code WIZARDS for 10% off any purchase of a Lucha Crate. If you like Lucha merchandise, visit LuchaShop.com, put in WIZARDS at checkout, and again, you'll save 10%. Bottom Line Merch, cutting-edge merchandise from today's biggest and brightest wrestlers. Visit bottomlinemerch.com and begin shopping today. Support those who support us, and we all can support each other. Thanks for shopping with the Shining Wizards.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell. I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumb fuckery.
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Destruction Sturcio, and I'm here to talk to you about Destruction 101. It's a brand new podcast hosted by yours truly, Dave Destruction, exclusively every Wednesday night on the Shining Wizards Network and iTunes. Come join me as I explore the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, a little bit of MMA, and just a little bit of advice every week to get you through yours. I'll see you every Wednesday night, exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
Global Force Impact Wrestling. Such a weird fucking title. Why don't they just call it Global Force? Call the show Global Force. Fucking get it over with. I don't know. It's confusing. It's like, look, what? WWF became WWE 15 years ago, a little over 15 years ago now, something like that. People still call it WWF. People still call it WWF. Still. I mean, think about that. Do people still say that the Jets play for the AFL? No. They fucking still call it WWF. That's what people know it as. Why do we still call it TNA? Because it's still Impact. And that's what people know it as. So, take it for what it's worth. But anyway, Impact doing a few things right this week. Stripping Alberto El Patron of the championship. Which, alright, he wasn't convicted of anything. But let's be honest, the past couple of weeks, past couple of months, he's been conducting himself in a non-champion-like manner. You cannot represent a company and be a complete douche in your personal life. You just can't. The NFL's not standing for it anymore, which they still need to make some fucking strides in that area, but at least they're trying. And now the same's going for professional wrestling. I don't know about TNA, see what I mean? I don't know about Global Force's drug policies or anything to that effect. But if you're always going to be in the news about fights with your fiance, can't fucking represent the company. So they strip him of the belt. They're ready to award it back to Bobby Lashley. And who makes his return to the Impact Zone for Global Force? Jim Cornette. Perfect promo. Cuts Bruce Pritchard down to size. They even worked in the double cheese, whatever, you know, his cheeseburger lines. And he says they're going to have a gauntlet match, which is going to air this week. And spoilers, I'm not going to say who won it, but that match already happened. And the person they chose to win that match, I'm actually pretty happy about. I've told people for a while that this guy has the potential to be a great champion and they should just give him a shot with it. And lo and behold, they're giving him a shot with it. So, there's that to look forward to. One thing I didn't care for from Impact. So, Conan comes out with LAX. Much props to those guys. And as a matter of fact, Global's got new belts again, which kind of sucks because they barely had the old belts. And I got to be honest, I kind of like the way they look. A lot of people are like, oh, they look stupid. Or they look like fucking, like, kiddie prizes and whatnot. But, nah, man, I think they did a good job with them this time. I think they really did a good job. I like the way they look. And you'll be able to check them out as guys start getting them and wearing them. But so LAX comes out, and Lowkey's with them, and they give Jim Cornette shit that Lowkey should be getting a title shot. He's the number one contender. He should be the guy getting the championship. No 20-man gauntlet. What is this horse shit? Blah, 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 blah. And then Conan, like he's got to say bitch all the time. He's got to curse all the time. It's like, come on, man. You don't need to do that. Ah, nothing but the best drivers from New Jersey coming into Manhattan. Fucking 17 cars make a left-hand turn in front of this guy, and he doesn't bother going, so he'll fucking hold up everybody else. Oh, I fucking hate driving in this city. I was planning on driving in when I was coming in on Saturday, but things changed, and I actually wound up with the day off, so fuck me. But I'm digressing. And somebody else brought it up, too. I forget if they brought it up to Jim Cornette on his show. They were asking for advice about commentary, and they were saying that, there's some promotions where all the commentators do, is pepper expletives in with everything that they're saying. Look, if you've listened to this show before, if you've been listening for a long time, you know that we love to pepper in expletives for everything. Shit. Sometimes we even throw in, like, the worst possible expletives. Where you can't say that. It's racist. It's offensive. It's sexist. You know. You know the ones I'm talking about because you've heard them before. You shouldn't be doing that in commentary. You shouldn't be doing that in the ring when you're cutting a promo. You just shouldn't. You're pretty much cutting your audience off at the knees when you start doing things like that. You're taking a show. It could be the greatest match ever. It could be a 6.5-star match from the Tokyo Dome. And what happens if all the commentators did was swear? I'd be turned off, and I swear all the time. I don't want to hear that when I'm watching the show. I want these guys to get invested. They don't need to say motherfucker and shit and all these other words. while they're doing commentary. Why? Do an interview later and talk like that if you want to. Don't do it on the air. I would always try to check myself. There are a few times where I purposely chose other words because not only did I think they were silly, but I wanted to get my point across without just going into the bag, you know? But that's just me. That's just me. I'm happy those guys are doing stuff. I actually got a picture of Loki off of Facebook with a smile on his face, which I thought was fucking hilarious. I don't think I'd ever seen that guy smile before. He's a fucking serious dude. I wouldn't want to fuck with him. But it's nice to see that he took a picture with a fan and he cracked a big smile, actually. So, good for you, Loki. Smile more. You got nice teeth. Nice face. You know what I'm saying? He's a handsome guy. You should let people a little bit of, you know, show them the softer side of Loki. That's what people should do. Show everybody your softer side. Smile a bit. Wave. Talk to people. Nothing to be afraid of. Speaking of being afraid of things, I got a quick story real quick. Jesus Christ, I sound like Kevin. So, you know, New York is like the terrorist capital of the fucking world. You know, aside from everything that happens in London and, you know, prayers going out to those folks in Barcelona. It's fucking terrible. Also, prayers going out to the folks in Italy suffering that earthquake yesterday. Hoping everybody's okay there as well. But I'm digressing just a bit. Fuck, now I'm forgetting what I'm saying because now I'm starting to see people again as I walk toward 10th Avenue. So I'm getting on the E-train. That's where I was. So I was getting on the E-train. Fuck, it's hot as hell out here on 10th Avenue. So I'm getting on the E-train this morning. No, it was Monday morning. And, you know, the train pulls into the station. It's one of these turnaround stations where the train will pull in, you know, pull into the buffers, let people out, then let people on. And then eventually, in a few minutes, the bell rings and the train heads on its way. Well, so people start getting off the train, and there's a duffel, a book bag by the door. And, you know, they always say, you see something, say something, but I'm not like, holy shit, there's a bomb here or anything like that, so what do? I said, hey, is this anybody's bag? And people turn around, they look down, you know, because everybody, nobody wants to leave their shit on the train. So people turn around, nobody claims the bag. Two lovely ladies from the MTA, and I know I shit on the MTA a lot, but the only thing I was thinking about in the back of my mind was, fuck, now if they got to call on the bomb squad because there might be something on here, I'm going to be on this fucking train for 20 minutes and miss getting to work on time. One of these beautiful ladies goes in, picks up the bag, holds it in front of her, says, don't worry, we'll take care of this, and just walks away. There was no big harangue. They didn't bring out the fucking robots. They didn't have to, you know, shut the whole system down for the bomb-sniffing dogs and all this and that. Because she realized that maybe somebody just left their fucking bag. Now, I'm sitting 5 feet from this thing. If it would have exploded, you know, you'd have a different lineup for the Shining Wizards this week. But let's be honest, people. When this shit happens sometimes, you're probably just better off just taking care of it and being done with it, rather than fucking being a panicky Pete. I don't know, I thought that'd be an interesting story. Apparently not. Unless you're laughing. Then I feel like a dick twice now. Like, can we just leave statues alone? I don't want to get political, but holy fuck, people. There's so much other shit going on. Fucking maniacs plowing down people in fucking Barcelona. Fucking buildings getting blown up. Fucking people driving like maniacs, running people over. People protesting shit. Who's a fascist? Who's a fucking liberal? Can we just fucking knock it off and get together? Can we just fucking be human beings for once? Can we look out for each other like we did on September 12th? Where everybody comes out putting American flags on their cars and everybody's singing God Bless the USA and all those fucking other awful country songs that came out of that fucking debacle. Look, I'm not shitting on the country, guys, but Jesus fucking Christ, some of that shit was just absolutely depressing. Oh, boy. Ooh, male models here. On 54th Street. I wish I had my camera out. I would take some pictures and send them to you guys. Oh, brother. Well, I think that's about it for me. I don't know when I'm running commercials, but they might be here at some point in some time. So, unless something earth-shattering happens, I guess we're going to call this one a wrap. Because I got to get back to work. This is what's fucking weird about my job. I don't need an hour break, but they fucking make us take an hour. So, you people are lucky. You got to travel around Midtown Manhattan with me for a bit. tell you, folks, if you're coming to New York, stay the fuck away from Times Square. Holy shit. Unless you got tickets to go see a show, there's no reason to be here. There's just billions of people standing around fucking doing nothing, contributing nothing, and they all fucking go to Applebee's anyway. Applebee's. If I travel halfway across the country and I go to your city, I'm not going to fucking Applebee's. I want to know where your fucking local places are. I want to go to your taverns. I want to go to your restaurants. I don't want to fucking eat good in the neighborhood, okay? I just don't. I can eat good in the neighborhood fucking 2 miles from my house. I don't need to eat good in your neighborhood. I want to risk getting fucking salmonella, fucking diarrhea, have the shits all night, so I can tell people what a fucking awful, what an awful thing is to get tacos in the middle of Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? Get out there and experience things. Get out there and watch some wrestling, too. Yep. And foreigners, don't move out of your way either. God bless America. That's it. I'm Tony. Go fucking watch some wrestling. SmackDown's tonight and eat my dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, come eat my asshole, ladies and gentlemen.
No, what?